We're pleased to be joined by Brad Lampley, a longtime friend. He was played at the University of Tennessee. We had the privilege of covering him when he was a Vol, and he is on the selection committee for the Music City Bowl, served as the chairman for that committee for 5 years. Brad, how are you?
Good, Jimmy. Good to talk to you and Vince. It's been a long time since I've been on, so it's always fun and glad to have the Vols in Nashville. We are fired up, to say the least.
When did you feel like you had a great shot to get Tennessee in Nashville?
You know, you never really know, Jimmy. As you and I've talked about, the bowl thing is always funny. You feel like you've got a really good shot at somebody a week out or 2 weeks out, and then the one constant is that things are always going to change on you. But you know, we felt pretty good Saturday night coming into Sunday, and then obviously, but you never really know until you get that call from Commissioner Sankey on Sunday afternoon, and that was a good call to get. And I feel like, you know, some years, you know, we've only had Tennessee. This is just the third time in the 24 years of this bowl that we've had Tennessee. So it's not a frequent thing. And some years it makes sense. It's a good fit. Some years it does not. It doesn't make sense maybe from our standpoint or maybe the university standpoint. But I think this time it was a good fit and really a great opportunity to catch what I think is one of the more special teams I've seen at Tennessee in a long, long time.
So from Tennessee's perspective, they can give a wish list to the commissioner. This is how we rank where we want to go. Does the Music City Bowl do the same thing to the commissioner of the SEC?
Yeah, and really, I think that's the part that maybe people haven't figured out very much is you know, with the new pool system, and I say new, it's been in play for about 4 years now, and where you've got a lot of kind of NFL cities and NFL stadiums in a similar bowl experience instead of a rank and order. You know, you got Tampa, Nashville, Jacksonville, Charlotte, Houston, you know, all similar cities and a quality experience. You know, the bowls will give sort of a wish list, and the you know, the schools will do the same. And then you know, a lot of times though, it's the commissioner and along with the help of Mark Womack and Larry Templeton and all the folks that he's got down there working from the SEC office, you know, they'll piece that together, look at who might be on the other side in the matchups, and then, you know, sort of plays matchmaker. And you know, it's we feel like it made a lot of sense this year the way everything fell, especially with Tennessee coming to Nashville, South Carolina going to Charlotte, and you know, obviously you know, on around LSU going to Houston and so forth, and Mississippi State going to Memphis. So we felt like that all made kind of sense. The puzzle sort of fit together better this year than it has in others. But again, you know, you never really know. Sometimes your wish list is you don't get who's on it. Sometimes you do, and that's just the luck of the bowl process, I guess.
So, Brad, what's that wish list number? Is it three? Is it five? Is it three if this happens over championship weekend, and here's a separate three in a different order if this happens? How does that specifically work?
This, that's a great question, and we use the expression, it's sometimes it's clear as mud. you know, you'll start meeting with the selection committee about a month out before the weekend of the SEC championship. So by then, you know, you've kind of got your list beginning to coalesce. You've got, you know, if you're in the pool of bowls, that you're probably not going to get Alabama or Georgia, so you don't have to worry about those guys. And then you start looking at, well, if this team beats this team, where does that change things? Or if this team wins, or you know, and then you also look, Vince, and hey, you know, you'd love to have somebody that wins their way in, that's excited, that hadn't been at a place in a while. You know, by contrast, if you've got a team that loses three or four in a row, obviously fans probably aren't going to be as excited to come to a bowl, and so you have to take that into account. But you know, the list changes; it changes all the way to the last second. But you know, I think for this year, with what Coach Heupel has done and this team has done, you know, Tennessee has always been a really good choice for us this year. And not to say that, like I said, some years it, you know, maybe it wouldn't have made more sense, made more sense to them or made more sense to us to go elsewhere. But I think this year it made a whole lot of sense. And so they've been one we've had our eye on for a long time, obviously. And of course, as long as I'm on the committee, I'm going to be, I'll have orange tinted glasses. We'll just say that.
I love the Music City Bowl. To your point, Brad, they tweeted out, it might've been sometime on Saturday, well, I guess we can eliminate Alabama and Georgia from our pool for the bowl.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah. And so I'll tell you this. I mean, sometimes you'll be in Atlanta, you know, the night before the SEC championship, and, you know, that's where a lot of the discussions take place. And, you know, you'll have an athletic director that'll come up to you, hey, what have we got to do to get to Nashville? And I say, well, you know, you probably would have been nice if you'd have won those two or three games down the stretch. It would have helped out a lot. So maybe it's not a good fit this year. But, you know, we've had some of those conversations in the past, too, unfortunately.
So not bringing back a team or having a team that hasn't been there in a while and avoiding teams that have been there recently over the last two or three years, how much do you try to go in those directions of a newer fan and bowl experience?
Yeah, so you know, the SEC takes a lot of that into account. You know, for instance, you know, like if you opened up the season, say at a, you know, at one of those early season kickoffs at say in Charlotte, then you probably wouldn't be a good fit to go to Charlotte for the bowl game because your fans would be going there twice, right? Mm-hmm. So they look at that kind of thing. They look at a team that, you know, for us, for instance, you know, we had Mississippi State 2 years ago, and so, you know, we've you know, that probably, you know, probably would make sense for us and for them to go elsewhere. So as you're looking at the pool of bowls, that's the kind of thing you take into account. And what the SEC has done with this new bowl, the pool system, and you got to give a lot of credit to Mike Slive about that, about being the visionary and coming up with this idea. But what they've tried to do is avoid as many repeats as they can. So you're not going to see a whole lot of a school going to the same place two or three years in a row, or Jimmy, to bring back the old, you can't spell citrus without UT. You probably wouldn't have a whole lot of that type dynamic anymore if you can keep from it.
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, you can't spell Gasparilla without an F and an L.
Spurrier would have found something else, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm not sure if you've seen the SEC shorts this week, but it's pretty good. I will say that some of their finest work.
Brad, tell me about ticket sales. How have they gone?
Ticket sales have gone great, as you would have expected. You know, as soon as the Vols were announced, I mean, it just kind of exploded. I've got I don't know how many former teammates of mine that are asking me for favors that I hadn't heard from for a while. It's always interesting and fun, but no, it's good. You know, a lot of interest and, you know, a lot of stuff too on the resale market. Obviously some fans will put their stuff, you know, their tickets on the resale market, and I have no idea, you know, what they're charging. I know I've heard some stories, but that's, you know, that's just reflective, I think, of the demand that these, you know, that fans have got in seeing Tennessee and specifically this team. You know, I mean, that's, I think, this is a pretty special team, as we all know, and as we've all seen, and I love the fact that so many, you know, it's a huge honor for us to let this team finish out the season in Nashville, and something we take very, very seriously and a big honor. And B, it's good to see that I think the fans feel the same way, and, you know, they're approaching the game the same way, and, you know, big, big demand, and, you know, just a lot of people that frankly just want to use it as an excuse to, you know, hey, come to Nashville over New Year's, and, you know, let's really just come experience the city and check out all the new things and, you know, spend a lot of time downtown and take your family around and then, you know, go see the Big Orange play on December 30th. So it's you know, the combination of things, I think, is making it a really good year for ticket sales.
You like the matchup of acquiring Purdue?
I do. You know, Purdue's a really good football team. You know, I think sometimes people tend to look at, well, you know, maybe I'd rather have, you know, Team X or Team Y, but, you know, you look at it with Purdue, I mean, 8-4 and, you know, beat some good teams. I mean, Iowa and Michigan State when they were both in the top five and, you know, pounded Indiana in their last game, which is the big rivalry game, and, you know, went, you know, played Notre Dame really, really close. And so that's a good football team. They're going to score a lot of points, you know, obviously with that offense. And obviously, you know, we're going to score a lot of points too. I keep saying we. I've got to take off my I need to be more objective, I guess, be on the bowl committee, but I can't help it. But, you know, Tennessee's going to score a lot of points too, and so it's going to be a fun game. I'm not sure it's a game where you want to, you know, get up and go get a hot dog or something like that. You might miss something.
Brad, what about for the fans? Nashville, regardless of what it is, puts on a show all the time. It's obviously a great bowl game. What are some things that you guys have planned that will be exciting for fans that make their way to the bowl?
Yeah, Vince, what we really – the bowl was started, you know, 24 years ago is really you know, something to get people to Nashville during one of the slowest times of the year. Obviously, the city has changed a lot since then. It's now become, you know, sort of New York City in some respects, if you look out the window and all the buildings are going up and everything else. But the entertainment is through the roof, and obviously there's a ton of activities and concerts and hockey games and you know, the Titans and the Predators, everybody's playing then. So it's really an opportunity. If you come, you know, the game itself is on the 30th. The night before, at about 5 o'clock Central Time, there'll be a massive pep rally down on Lower Broadway where you have the, you know, UT marching band, the Pride of the Southland going kind of head to head with Purdue's marching band, and that usually, that event itself will draw sometimes as many as 30,000 fans. And then at that point, everybody kind of goes out and enjoys downtown Nashville. And the next day, you know, Lower Broad will be pretty lively. All the places, I'm sure you'll see a ton of orange. And then, you know, you have the game itself. And then what a lot of people will do is stay over, you know, and stay New Year's Eve the next day and make a big, you know, New Year's Eve celebration out of it. We see a lot of the out-of-town fans do that. And hopefully this year a lot of the in-state fans will do that, just because – you know, Nashville's, you know, grown to where it's now, you know, 500,000 people coming into town for New Year's Eve and huge fireworks and concerts and so forth. And so it's a good time to be here. If you run out of stuff to do in Nashville these days for Music City Bowl Week, you probably need to kind of look at your social calendar a little bit.
Vince wants to know if there are any honky tonks he can go to where you like to dance.
Yeah, I already know the answer to that, though.
Well, I don't know about the dancing part, but I will say this. That's the other thing. Some people have the view of, well, you know, go to Nashville and you're going to hear nothing but, you know, Johnny Cash and that old stuff. And hey, that, I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan, so that's fine with me. But I will say, I did an informal poll, Vince. I walked last year from the arena down toward the river where the stadium is. I walked past 18 different honky tonks, and of the 18, I only heard country music coming out of 6 of them. So there you have it. So I think whatever your musical taste, we could probably take care of it.
Who knew that honky tonks had that kind of versatility? But here we are in Nashville.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they're up tempo honky tonks. Hey, Brad, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. Look forward to the trip. Vince and I'll be there. So look forward to a great few days of covering Tennessee and Purdue. And again, thanks for joining us. We'll see you toward the end of the year.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing everybody in Nashville. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Brad. Brad Lampley with the Bowl Committee. We appreciate him joining us. His son, Jackson Lampley, on the Tennessee team. Actually got a couple of starts this year, I believe, and started against Vanderbilt. So he may get a start in the Music City, but we'll see.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.